Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Godfather, Part 2 Minute, with me, Alex Robinson.
With me, Andy Robinson.
And I think we're talking about minute 165 today, can that be right?
That's right, Alex. Repeat after me.
Okay.
E minuto. Numero.
Numero.
165.
165.
You got it. Well, what's wrong? You sound a little,
No, I had something stuck in my throat.
Ah, got it.
Yeah. Oh. It's my voice is weak.
It's weak. You could podcast like a man. If I could reach over and reach you, I'd smack you in the face. I was thinking the other day, a long time ago, we had an idea to just add a laugh track and different crowd background to The Godfather.
Yeah,
that'd be so great. And I thought of that, man, you can act like a man.
Yeah, I guess you could just show the same scene and show it with different, because you can make it like a very special episode. He's like, you can act like a man, and everyone's like, oh, you know, the audience is all quiet. You just hear like coughing.
We should put out some fake news, release Godfather scenes with our rendition of what the audience sounded, the live theater, movie theater sounded like in real time at that time, but try to sell it as this really was the original recording, and it's all off, of course.
You know, I was over on Star Wars Minute, thinking about, because remember we did the Godfather 3 commentary for our Patreons.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, that was a fun and fairly easy thing to do. You know, it took however long the movie is, and we just sit there and talk about it. And I was like, maybe we should do some of those over at Star Wars Minute. And it would be funny, actually, to do, instead of a commentary track, you would just do the laugh track that was supposed to be played during. You know what I mean? So if someone at home would just play that add your audio track to it, it would be the laugh track added to the movie.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Add our commentary.
But it wouldn't be us talking. It would just be the laugh track that we set up to go with the movie. You know? Anyway, over on the Patreon, if that's something you think you're interested in, let us know.
So instead, you could have a whole slew of, quote, director's commentary, end quote, spinoffs.
Yeah.
That isn't commentary, like laughs.
Yeah, laugh or track.
It could be like Grandpa watching it.
What would Grandpa watching it be?
You'd be just, I don't know, hemming and hawing at different things. Like, oh, those were the days.
This is like when you're watching it with an annoying person who won't stop talking and asking questions during the movie.
Yeah, there's a good one. Like, why is he wearing his bow tie still?
I like it.
That's a funny one. Or, oh, wow, there's a whole... This is really a whole genre of audio tracks
additions,
you could do to movies. How about the characters themselves watching it? Oh, I don't sound like that. Why does it make me sound like that?
Spinal Tap did that.
Oh,
they did it as the characters. Yeah. They did it one time as the actors, and then they also did it as the characters.
Awesome. That's great. Are they worth listening to? Are they good?
Yeah, I remember them being... I've listened to them for a long time, probably since like 1982, but... I remember them being entertaining and you know, they're all funny guys and educational. So.
All right.
Well,
tell us about the minute. Give us the summary, would you?
This is minute 165, so please start your audio commentary track now. The clash of the Corleones concludes as both parties lay claim to their offspring. Meanwhile, back in 1922, Sicily is proud to be hosting visitors, the criminal Corleones of America. The Sinister Six arrive at the train station and are driven to a large villa.
So the criminal Corleones conclude their criminal conflict?
Their clash.
Oh, no, their clash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, they've got the very tail end of the closing arguments of the Corleone discussion. What do you think? Any comments on that?
Michael shouts, says, "You won't take my children." And she says,
"Hoo-ha."
And she says, "They're my children, too."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a, I'd call it a stalemate. Man, Kay doesn't give in.
You're calling a stalemate alert?
Call it a stale Kate. Kay. Yeah. Stale Kay. A K-mate.
We'll work out.
Yeah, we'll work on that one. Oh, Michael makes pretty clear his position.
Yeah.
And Kay doesn't relinquish her rights, her parental rights. So it's, I call it a stalemate. I call it a Kramer versus Kramer moment.
I thought it was an interesting strategy of Kay to do the thing where if someone is yelling, you respond quietly to throw them off. You know what I mean? Like, if you respond quietly, then they either keep yelling and they sounded reasonable, or they have to lower their voice, and thus you're taking away some of their power, you know?
Yeah. So. Although I don't know if she's strategically doing that. She was just hit pretty hard. I think she's feeling really timid.
Right.
That's what leads
But
to
she's
her.
Still speaking up for herself. She's not just
that's true.
She's not just, you know, sitting quietly. So, maybe some part of her, though, is saying it quiet because she doesn't want to provoke him more into... Because of the Sicilian thing.
I know. Do we find out later how they dealt... Or isn't one of the books how they deal with the divorce? Are there lawyers involved?
Tom Hagen is a lawyer?
Tom Hagen is not a divorce lawyer. I mean, he's barely a conciliary.
He's a divorced lawyer.
Mikey, can you recommend a good lawyer for me? My mistress is leaving me.
My mistress is running for cover. That's a good question. It's hard to imagine.
Unfortunately, I accepted a letter that my mistress sent me so she could prove she knew about my assets.
It's hard to say. I can't imagine. It's tough to imagine a mafia crime family wanting a ex-wife's lawyer to be poking around in their finances and stuff like that. Maybe like Kay is probably not that naive where she thinks that, you know, that that she's going. Yeah, I wonder how she does. I wonder how her post, you know, does she struggle after, you know, after this?
Yeah.
Because she needs money.
She might be getting some tips from Connie, right?
Oh, Michael, I wanted to go on the book passage on the Queen.
That'd be funny if Connie and Merle are on the Queen, and they're right next door. The room next door, it turns out it's Kay. Do any of the books in the GF universe, the canon, address between GF2 and GF3? Do we talk about
that? No, not that I've seen anyway.
Yeah, it's all earlier stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Could be some good stories out there.
Could be, yeah.
Right? The divorce proceedings. Is all,
all the efforts so of interesting. Mikey to try to get himself out. Because for you to understand, it happens a couple of times that he thinks he's out several times. Oh, so it could really be like, you know, like a Roadrunner cartoon where every time he thinks he's out at the end. Like,
he's standing over the cliff.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Is that the original one? Every time I think I'm out... I realize I'm standing over a cliff with nothing underneath me.
That's a good question. There must be other examples of someone who keeps falling. I guess like Sisyphus, the original, you know, the guy who is rolling. You know that story, the guy he's condemned to roll a rock uphill.
The rock
and then
ups,
every time I think it's up, it rolls back down. It rolls back in.
Well, let's think about some maybe ones that didn't make the cut. How about Every time I think I'm out, the immobiliary stock goes up in price.
That doesn't sound
Michael
like a
Corleone.
That sounds like a good thing though.
No, it's before he buys it, right?
Before he buys it. Oh, I thought he was selling it. Okay.
No, he doesn't have the stock yet. He's trying to get legit and get it. Yeah.
It'd be all technical stock toy. Every time I go to buy the stock, it does a double split and with a 40% chance on the GPS return. You tell me.
Every time I think I'm out, Anthony drops out of law school. That could be a whole other spinoff.
Is what?
A whole series, Anthony's adventures in and out of law school.
But maybe it'd be something like Anthony in law school, but then like... During the divorce, Mikey has to come stay with Anthony. You know, it's just temporary, Anthony. You understand that?
All my assets, they're locked up in Bitcoin and Immobiliari.
You never know any lawyers. So,
that would be great. And of course, in order to stay in the dorm, he's got to enroll in a class.
Oh, yeah.
He has to be matriculated.
And then, like, you know, at one point they find, like, Luca Brasi threatening one of the teachers or, something.
Yeah.
And like, puff! You know, picture it's like back to school, but instead of a funny clothing salesman, it would be a grouchy organized crime head.
Exactly. Yeah. Luca Brasi. Maybe Tom would be in taking his class. He'd be there scribing all the professor's notes. Mikey, on that end of the table, I have psychology 101. And over there, you've got your biology section.
We might. So the scene ends abruptly.
Yes.
It just smash cut right to 1922 with no kind of like fade or anything. It just goes right back in there.
You do hear a little bit of a music crossfade.
Yes, it's true.
It's very subtle, though. Right. But you're right. It's literally, they're in the town, tiny town of Corleone.
Yeah.
There's a old school train pulling up, and the family gets out. And the only thing I was thinking of is Kay and Michael just got over fighting over this Sicilian thing that's been happening for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Cut to Sicily thousands of years ago.
It's like, remember that time we were in Sicily? There's two things. I think there's a very dramatic, you go from that room, the hotel room where everything's beige. You got Kay, she's got beige hair, she got a beige outfit on, she's sitting on the beige couch, beige wallpaper, beige tapestry hanging up behind
Beige her. Adams.
Beige Adams.
That's her garbage kettle. Garbage pail name.
And then it goes right to the Sicily thing, and it's so colorful. It's like a blue sky and green trees. And so I don't know if this is kind of... I'm not sure what that transition is trying to illustrate.
Well, and in terms of content, we go from the ending of a broken marriage to potentially the height or this... height of Michael's father's marriage, and I timed it. It was 25 seconds, no dialogue, the two families kissing, hugging, shaking hands, meeting each other right outside the train, and that's a long time in film to just have this, like, basically a greeting.
Right. Well, I also think this whole, it's kind of easing us back into this, you know, we don't have to pay attention to any dialogue because we're still kind of getting our bearings as to where we are and who these people are and things like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think the strongest things in any film are visual. I mean, we all love to quote things and stuff, but I think the most powerful things are the visual and, you know, the sound elements that aren't like conscious things that we,
Just when I think I'm out, they take me back to Sicily 2,000 years ago.
The other thing Michael I was Corleone. Thinking, you mentioned the Sicilian thing. And at first, I feel like this whole segment here is sort of a... feels almost like a counter-argument to Kay. Because she's like, like this whole thing, and it's so bad, and it should stop. And then here we are, like, oh my gosh, everyone's being such gracious hosts, and it's such a family, and loving, and, you know, oh, it's so welcoming, and stuff like that. But of course, this whole segment ends with Vito Corleone fulfilling a blood feud that he's set off on 25 years ago and killing this old man. So it's kind of like proves both sides of it because, you know, it is the loving family, but then there also is this, the same passion that makes them love also, you know, can simmer into rage.
Oh yeah. It's a great observation. It really is both of them. Makes sense to go from that previous scene to this one.
Well, I wanted to find out when. I couldn't figure out where. I was trying to remember what year this took place, and I couldn't figure out whether there were five people in the court, whether the baby was Connie or Mikey, basically.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
And I think it is, because I wanted to look, because I know at the end he's like, say goodbye, Michael, say goodbye.
Yeah, that's right.
And but so he is not he's the second youngest. So Connie is the baby.
Yeah, I thought I saw three. toddlers, like Sunny, and then two younger kids.
Yeah, two younger
plus
kids.
Plus a baby being held by mama. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's
so what year would this be?
Connie Corleone was born in 1922.
Okay.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
It was approximately 1922.
Yeah.
We don't know what time of year she was born, but So
yeah, interesting. Fascinating to look at the trains too.
Yeah.
Just after World War One.
And we get to see people who I assume are Mama's family. Mama's family.
Mama's family. Do your best impression of Mama. It's funny, I should know it because Carol Burnett's been on TV and we watched it a bunch recently.
She's like a, what's to say? I can't think of a word.
It's kind of red, kind of southern, right?
You better get down here.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. It's weird that Vicki Lawrence is now older than Mama.
Oh.
But when she plays her, she still puts on like a gray wig. And you know,
she's still playing her?
Well, I think she does like live appearances and things like that. Oh, you know, funny. Like, or she'll do like a show or something.
Oh, Mama. And her daughter, Esther?
Yeah. Yeah, Esther.
Esther? Oh, gosh. Yeah. Ethel? Esther?
Those used to, when I was a kid, that was when we were kids, I'd go to our grandmother's house and watch All in the Family. And those Mama sketches on Carol Burnett were always unsettling because they were almost more like little plays than they were comedies. You know, they're all yelling at each other all the time. And it was so like, this is so weird. It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Now I want to go back and watch it. And now and see if I like it anymore.
Yeah.
I want them to put together like all the Mama sketches together into one long thing so you can follow the whole story.
That sounds horrible. Was it one ongoing story?
Well, there was some continuity between it. Like characters reappeared and I don't think it was like, you know, tune in next time to find out what happens with us, Esther. But Esther doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound right. Yeah. We'll ask. We'll answer.
Okay.
We'll look in it.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you accidentally said All in the Family just a minute ago.
Oh,
yeah. Mama's Family. But I'm glad you said that because the YouTube algorithm, for some reason, spit out Carol O'Connor and a piano player performing.
Oh, the closing theme?
The closing theme. And Carol O'Connor wrote lyrics to it and asked permission. Apparently, the piano player wrote the intro and the closing theme, and you see Carol O'Connor singing it.
Oh my gosh, that's so
fantastic.
And it's
called Remembering You. It's kind of an old timey feel. And he's not a bad singer. Charming to listen to.
Yeah, I can hear him being a kind of like Irish or Irish barroom kind of singer. You know, not like, I guess he sings in the opening credits. So you can tell when he was there. That's funny you said that because recently someone shared with me a picture. I saw it on the internet of it. It basically was Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker as like college kids, like what they looked like as college kids. And I sent it to someone, and they immediately sent me back a picture of them as like tweens.
Huh. And it's really them.
It's not really them, but it's like it. And I don't know if it's CG. I don't know if it's AI. I don't know what it is, but they basically have kids that look like young versions of.
Funny.
I'll show it to you after.
That's
so
great.
It's funny.
Do you realize that you are older than Archie Bunker
Carol O'Connor was?
No, than Archie Bunker was at the time All in the Family was filmed. I don't think that's true. Maybe it is.
I think it is, actually.
People did look older then, didn't they?
There's a thing I've seen on the internet a lot. You know Paul Rudd, the actor Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is basically the same age Carol O'Connor was on All in the Family. People just looked older back then, you know?
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, yeah. So, those were the days.
The good old days.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So what do you got?
Anything
else for the minute?
Yes. No. Nothing else specific to the minute.
Yeah, it's a bit of a short minute.
Yeah.
The only dialogue. One more thing. You said it's probably Mama's Family, and I think you're right the minute because Vito he shakes their hands, I think.
I think he kisses them hello.
Yeah, but it seems like he's meeting them.
Yes. And obviously all his relatives are dead.
Yeah.
So
you don't go back to the town of Corleone and tell people you're Vito Andolini.
Interestingly, it seems like I'm guessing it's Mama's mother and possibly brother. The guy seems too young to be her father.
That's true.
So I'm guessing the father is one of these guys who died in the Sicilian blood feud some other time.
Yeah, Sicily so, is devoid of of men
because
of the vendettas.
Maybe that's also why Mama is more tolerant of Vito's criminal activities, because she knows she grew up in just the same harsh environment that he did. So she's like, yeah, if you have to kill somebody, you know, I totally get it.
That's the way it goes.
It's the fallen world.
Yeah, yeah. I never thought of it that way. You would think that she would have the opposite opinion and not want to be around that, but maybe it's just what you know.
Yeah, it's whatever you grew up. And, you know, they're both not educated peasants, you know, who grew up in a very different culture.
Yeah.
So that is all I have that is specific to the minute.
Well, I want to take a second to do a quick plug before we go into some extended content.
Okay.
I have a new song coming out, Alex.
Oh, yeah? What's it about? What's it called?
It's called Lucky.
Lucky.
And you did the artwork for it a little while ago.
Yeah, that was a while back.
It was, yeah. And I had it mixed and remixed and double remixed. Yeah, but it's getting close. So it will be released soon. So check out the Underdog Night Soldiers anywhere you can find music online.
How many songs have you released so far, do you know? Off the top of your head?
Oh, maybe about 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome.
I like to do quality. I'm not cranking out songs. I like to do quality production.
That's what it's about, man.
Right?
Yeah.
People respect Francis Ford Coppola did 2 Godfathers. As soon as he started trying to crank him out, as soon as they tried to pull him back in, we know what happened.
Well, speaking of Francis Ford Coppola, I have a news item to discuss.
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola, I don't know if you know or if you've heard what he's been up to lately. Do you know anything?
I don't think so.
He has been making a movie called Megalopolis.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Remind me.
And
Megalopolis.
Megalopolis. It's noteworthy.
Is that a real word?
Yes. I think it's like a... the East Coast of New York City, the United States, is regarded as a megapolis because, like, all those cities, like Baltimore, DC, and Philly, and New York, and Boston, are all very. There's not like any space region between them. You really just go from city to city to city to city. So that's regarded as a megalopolis.
Megalopolis.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. So what's FFC up to?
Well, so FFC is making this movie noteworthy because he figures, you know, he's 82 years old. He ain't getting any younger. Mm-hmm. And I think this is basically his last throw of the dice because he's put $120 million of his own money. He put his mortgaged all his wine companies and made this movie. And he's like, I had complete control. I just wanted, you know, my last thing will be a...
So he's putting $120 million of his own money in, and he considers that just finance?
Yeah.
Te saluto.
And so it's got an interesting cast. It's got Dustin Hoffman, Aubrey Plaza, Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne reunited after Apocalypse Now. And
any of the GF actors?
No? None of the GF people. I guess it's only who's left. Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Tom Hagen and Connie.
Shire,
because we know we won't see Paulie anymore.
Wow.
Well, the latest twist is that he cannot find a company that wants to distribute it.
Oh, bummer. Is it done?
It's done.
It's in the can. He's ready to ship it out.
They've shown it to distributors and said, here it is.
What?
And they're all like, it's a little too arty, because he's like, part of the deal is I wanted to have a $40 million advertising budget.
Oh,
and they're all like, this thing is probably barely going to make its money back as it is without pumping an additional $40 million of advertising into it.
So interesting.
All the big companies are kind of like awkwardly kind of like, no one's sure how to do it. So,
well, okay, Francis, we'll do this if you signed a contract to do 3 more Godfathers. We're thinking Anthony and his dad in a college dorm. Just hear me out. Wow, you know what? It sounds like Francis Ford Coppola's way of doing business is over.
He knows that. He probably does know that.
Yeah, my gosh. Wow, what exciting. A new film.
Yeah, I'm very... And the fact
anything about it?
I think it has to do with some kind of rebuilding after some kind of disaster. Some kind of disaster happens and they're trying to rebuild or something.
Is there a lot of CGI?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right.
I probably some. I mean,
yeah.
I know special effects were part of the... I remember being like, okay, now they just have to put all this of the special effects in. Ooh. That will take X amount of time. So we'll see what happens. If it if it does ever come out in the theater, we should go see it.
We got to go see it, yeah.
And especially if there's like a special screening with him there, because then we could totally have our list of questions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we just started heckling him. Why did Danny Aiello's character say Michael...
It's like a joke.
Michael Corleone says hello.
We'd have to sit in different sections so we could alternate asking questions.
Oh, that's right.
Like when Hyman Roth says that he...
Whoa, where are you going? We got some bonus content to share with you. You know where to go, Alex?
Let me guess. Is it godfatherminute.com/support?
That's right. Go there and access all the bonus content that we've been generating for years.
That's a lot of show!